is that the person should, when he gives tzedakah, to make sure that the tzedakah that he gives is from his own money, and chas v'shalom, there's no money, outside money in there that may be, that may ruin the tzedakah, maybe it's teft or gezer or something like that. He continues here, and he says it, when the Sefer Torah is being put on teva, all the people who are in the Bet Knesset should stand there in such awe, just as if they were standing on Har Sinai right now to accept the Torah. They should listen. And he says they're not even allowed to talk in Divrei Torah. The Torah is out. They're reading Torah. No. And a lot of times also people, maybe it's a not a very interesting parsha to them. You see them, they're reading these little booklets. Says, no, Habibi, you have to listen to Torah. And if not in Divrei Torah, how much more so talking about the game yesterday? And only that everybody should stand there as, with an awe, as if someone does have a mouth that he can speak with. So to show you how important it is, when the Torah is out, how much we have to have the kavod for the Torah, and how much we have to be careful with that. Sometimes, that if a person really can't help himself, I think he's better off going outside. He's actually better off sitting outside, you know, and not sitting inside listening to the Torah and talking. You know, so the sin is going to be a lot less.